A lot of people think the Old Testament is just a bunch of rules and the New Testament is just a bunch of grace. But we miss the heart of God when we read the Bible that way. Yes, the Old Testament is filled with laws. But those laws are always anchored in God's love for us. The most famous chapter on God's law, Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, do you know how it begins? I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Before he gives them contextual examples and instructions for a full and blessed life, he reminds them he is their God and he has saved them. You don't follow God's instructions to get saved. You follow God's instructions because he saved you and knows what's best. Well, at the end of Joshua's life, in Joshua chapter 23 and 24, he reminds the Israelites to stay true and devoted to the one true God. Choose this day whom you will serve, he says in verse 15. But notice, before he commands the people to choose God, he reminds the people of how God had chosen them. The first half of chapter 24 is Joshua recounting how from Abraham to Moses to the entering of the promised land, God has delivered them. God has been faithful to them. God has loved them. Joshua's command to choose God and love him is rooted in the undeserved grace of God choosing them and loving them. Today, God is calling you to choose him and to love him and to serve him. But don't forget that your love for him is the second love. His love for you is the first. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, "We love because he first loved us." Even when we weren't looking, God came to us in Jesus. And he loved us with his teaching. He loved us with his miracles. He loved us with his presence. And he loved us with his sacrifice. We follow him today, not to try and earn his love, but because we already have it, and because there's no other love like it, and because God's love leads us to what's best. Choose this day whom you will serve.